Chof Dalet Ier, 1st of June, Rabbi Refor Goldblatt, Sveikus in Sviras Oima.
Okay, there were a couple of shilas I was asked this year from people who had done unusual things with regard to how they were counting the Omer, whether they could continue with the Bracha. Questions which I'll discuss in the postgame, but which I haven't come across before. And so I want to go through the background of the sugya and discuss the shilas and then come out with how the postgame conclude. So you may well know, many of you will know, that there's machlokes rishonim in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. If somebody is not counting all of the days of the Omer, not counting all 49 days, has he fulfilled the mitzvah on the days that he counted? Yes. Or are all the days connected, and somebody who doesn't fulfill, so haven't counted on all of those days, hasn't done the mitzvah at all? Classic example mentioned in the Shari Shuvah, if someone is Megaya today, a non-Jew becomes a Ger today, can he tonight start counting Sfiras HaOmer and say, today is 40 days of the Omer, despite the fact that until now, the previous 39 days, he hasn't had any such mitzvah, he hasn't been relevant to him, he doesn't have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, even if he chose to say today that to count the numbers of the Omer, that's not being the Kayani mitzvah, because he has no such mitzvah. But mitzvahism is a different question, a slightly different question, yeah.
Oh, we can't be tzimimus either.
The machlokes is based on the tzmimus. That's the basis of the machlokes is how to understand the posuk of tzmimus. Do we understand that there's a condition? Some suggest that it's all one big mitzvah, but even if you take on that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, where there's a condition within the mitzvah that they have to all be mukuyim in order to fulfill the mitzvah, or is it 49 completely separate mitzvahs? There's an interesting intermediary shitta, a middle shitta of the Maritz Gias and the Ga'onim. They say that, of course, all 49 days are separate mitzvahs, and of course, if you've counted, each of the days that you've counted has been Mekayim a mitzvah, a completely independent mitzvah. However, they say that it makes no sense to say today is the 40th day, just starting from there. That's not considered counting. All you've done is you've measured the number of days since the second day of Pesach, and you've called that 40. You're only considered to have counted the days if you've counted the previous days as well. So the Goenim say, for example, that if someone starts counting only on the second day, he can say, yesterday was the first day, today is the second, and with that he will have been mekayem the mitzvah, according to them. That's the middle shitta, which is mentioned in the Bi'ur Halacha. We're not choshesh for that lahalacha. But that's the three shittas in the Rishonim. Firstly, either that each day is a completely independent mitzvah, or that you can only fulfill the mitzvah if you count all 49, or the middle shitta, which is that each one is an independent mitzvah, but you've only been mekayim the mitzvah if you've counted the other days, even not at the correct time. Another nafkamina suggested in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that women are not mechuyev in Sfiras HaOmer, it's mitzvah seishas mon groma, but they have been mekabel alas, and they've accepted upon themselves to be mekayim the mitzvah like they have with so many mitzvah seishas mon groma, like shofar, etc. Mishnah Berurah brings one day that many women probably more possibility that they're going to forget a day at some point during the Omer than the men. They don't go to Mariv. Many men also don't daven Mariv as money. But the women, there's perhaps more likelihood that they're going to forget. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings one opinion that if a woman suspects that she's almost certain to forget at least one day during the course of the Omer, she shouldn't even start counting with a bracha, because there are shittas that, according to those who shown him who hold that you have to count all 49, even the days you've counted beforehand were a bracha levatala, because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at the end of the day. Since it's all one long mitzvah, or they're all connected to one another, there's a tznai in each of the days that he's only become a mitzvah if you connect to the others. So the Chidor suggests that, according to that, if someone counts on the first day and then misses out, the first day was a bracha levatala. Mishnah Berurah brings such an opinion. So that's the well-known machlokas in the Rishonim. Based on which the Trumsadesh and Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch quotes him that we're machmi both ways, and therefore he says that we're machmi both ways, both that we consider it to be that you've only fulfilled the mitzvah if you counted all of the days, and that each one is an independent mitzvah, and therefore how we machmi both ways, if somebody forgets one day, he hasn't counted on a certain day of the Sefirah, then the following day he is still machuyev to count, because we're machmi for the shittas that this day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, the fact that he forgot yesterday is irrelevant. But we're also machmir for the shitta that he's not machuyev now, and therefore he can't make a bracha. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that somebody who misses a day cannot make a bracha on the next day. What happens if someone's unsure if he missed a day? Somebody's not sure if he counted yesterday or not. Today is 39. He wasn't sure. He doesn't remember counting 38 at all. So the Trumas HaDeshen says, in this case, he can count with the bracha. He can say his bracha, and he could have said his bracha last night and said, Hayom Tishrei Shloshim Yom, because since he's unsure whether he counted yesterday, and the whole question of whether he can now continue counting with a bracha is itself a suffix, because it's not a bracha to Shonim. According to those who Shonim who say it's an independent thing, he could make a bracha now. Therefore, it's a svek sveka. You have a suffix, maybe he did count, and if he did count, of course he can carry on with it. He's still mechuyev, and if he's still mechuyev, he makes a bracha. And even if he didn't count, possibly the halacha is like the Rishonim who hold that you can continue counting with a bracha. So the Trumas HaDeshen says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that since it's a svek sveka, since it's there are two tzadim, each of which would be sufficient to be mechayavim in the mitzvah, so for that you can make a bracha.
What is the objection for saying a bracha during the day? What's wrong?
That's because the Rishonim hold you can only count in the night, because of Tmimus has to be at night.
How do you explain why?
The Pasuk says it has to be Tmimus. The Pasuk says that you have to have 49 complete days. So for each one to be complete, you have to have counted towards the beginning of the day, which many Rishonim understand to be the night.
Now that you forgot, you're doing the morning.
Yeah, but then you can't make a bracha.
Why not?
Because you're not doing the mitzvah according to some Rishonim. According to some Rishonim, you're not doing a mitzvah at all by counting in the morning.
Would it not be an etzah for him if he's got a suffix to do the third shit of the Maritz Geis and count all the previous
ones? Yeah, Mr. Rose says you can't make a bracha by doing that. It's some suffix whether you should do that in order to gain another opinion. He says that Rabba says to do that, but no one else mentions it. That's why I said it seems his Maslanis were not choshish for that. Because he says that Rabba says to do that, and therefore to say yesterday was 38, today is 39, but he hasn't found it in anyone else, so it doesn't seem that it's the accepted day. That's in the Bialach in Ches. Another case of Svek Sveka, also mentioned in the Trumas HaDeshen, this is what Narach doesn't say, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it, is the case that we've just been talking about. What happens if somebody forgot to count during the night? So the halacha is that he should say the Sphere the following morning without a bracha. The Arishonim who hold that you can't be yotze the mitzvah during the day, you can only be yotze by night. According to those who've shown him, now he's not doing the mitzvah. So therefore, he should count now, but without a bracha, because he can't make the bracha, because sofik bracha is lehokul. You can't see a bracha if it's only a sofik, whether you're doing the mitzvah or not. However, the Trumas HaDeshen says, the following night, he can count again with a bracha. Again, for the same reason, because we have a svek sveka. Possibly, he was yotze with the counting in the day, because there are many Rishonim who hold that you can be yotze during the day. And even if the halacha is not like those Rishonim, and he wasn't yotze, there are still many Rishonim who hold that even if he missed the day completely, he can continue counting. So again, he has a svek sveka, and since he has a svek sveka, he's considered to be a vadai. Svek sveka is like a vadai, and therefore he can continue counting with a bracha. There's a machlokas if the gedder of counting during the day, according to those Rishonim, is the gedder tashlumin. Like with tefillah, if somebody misses Shabbos, he does mincha twice, that's a tashlumin. Mm-hmm. As Mishavur refers to that machlokas, nafgamin of finhuch zavelus.
Does the same apply for an
oinin? Yeah, there's a machlokas in the din of an oinin, what he should do. The bottom line psak is he should count without a bracha while he's an oinin, and then he can continue afterwards. But if at any point in the day, it becomes not an oinin anymore, depending on what the case is, then he definitely can count then, just to be out of the sofik. The Mishnah refers to that, because it depends somewhat on whether the day is the Gedda Tashlumin or not, and there are lots of different considerations there. So bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, both based on the Trumas HaDeshen, if you have a situation of svek svek, you have a situation where there are two possibilities within your sofik, each of which would be sufficient to argue that you now are still mechuyev in spiritual omer, that's enough for you to make a bracha for the subsequent days. Whether that's a sofik, whether you counted at all, plus a sofik, whether you need to have counted beforehand, or whether that's a sofik, whether you were yotze by counting during the day, plus the sofik, or whether you need to have counted at all, either of those, you can continue to make a bracha. Now, the Shari Tshuva quotes a Tshuva-based Dovid, who makes an interesting point, and this is one of the two shilas I was asked this year. Somebody forgot to count during the night. He presumably didn't daven Ma'ariv b'zman, he davened Ma'ariv early, and he forgot to count during the night. He forgot through the course of the whole of the following day. The following night, he again davened Ma'ariv early, Ma'ariv before, between Plag and Shkia. And then he remembered, not only after Ma'ariv, but after sunset, when it was already Ben Ashmoshes and Sofik the next day, he remembered that he hadn't counted. And then, so he said, at that point, he realized, oh, I haven't counted, it might still be yesterday. He immediately said, and then he called up to ask, what am I going to do in about 20 minutes' time when it's nacht for the following day? Yesterday, I don't know if I counted, because I counted at a time that was not only during the day, which is one sofik, but sofik whether it was the next day. So the Shari Tshuva brings from Tshuva's base Dovid, that since the basis of the heta of the Trumas HaDeshen to continue with the bracha is svek sveka, You have a suffix, maybe you don't need to have counted yesterday, and maybe you either did or were yotze during the day yesterday. So as soon as you're talking about somebody who counts bein hashmashos, the klal in svek sveker is, if you have an opposing svek sveker, one of your two tzadim is itself only a svek sveker, whether it's at all a suffix, then you can't consider that a svek sveker. So here, we don't know whether he needs to have counted yesterday. There is that very legitimate opinion, most Rishonim hold, that you don't have to have counted on the previous day in order to continue making a bracha. However, the second tzad of our sofik, maybe he was yotze during the day, is itself only a svek sveker that he was yotze. It's only, perhaps, he's yotze during the day, and perhaps it was the day, because perhaps it was the next day. After Bein HaShemashos is a sofik, they might already be considered the next day. Yeah. The Shoen Shuvah says that the Beis David says, in that case, you cannot continue with a bracha. And he says, but the Chidah is mefakpi, the Chidah is unsure, the Chidah is not convinced, for the various reasons that we'll deal with one of them soon, but the Chidah has various other considerations. Bottom line, the Shari Tshuva is not machriya. He brings a machlokas, he says, the Beis David says you cannot make a bracha, the Chidah is unsure, and that's it. He leads it to that. Mishabura doesn't bring this question. The Ma'is of the Achronim bring a kasha, perhaps a kasha on the Trumas Adeshin, or a kasha based on this Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin says that because you have a situation of Svek Sveka, because you have two different Svekas, each of which is sufficient to define you as a person who's still mechuyev in sfira, and therefore you have to continue with a bracha, therefore you can make a bracha. Svek sveka is enough. We don't say sofer brachas lehokel. Svek sveka is kavadai. If you have two svekas, you can then make a bracha. There are many achronim who say, which we'll bring this insinuation as well, there are many achronim who say that sofik brachas lehokel, the fact that in a case of sofik you don't make a bracha, is a different klal from the general rules of other svekas, sofik drabonon, etc. And even in the case of svek sveka, if somebody's unsure whether he made a bracha on something that he's about to eat, and even if he did, he may have made a bracha that he wasn't yotze with, then Mishmaru says he still cannot make a bracha. Now, even in the case of svek sveka, he passes between the prim godim and the chayodim, even in the case of svek sveka, one cannot make a bracha. The kasha is on those achronim that they're arguing directly with the Trumas Hadeshin, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch over here, who says that in a situation of svek sveka, you're unsure if you counted yesterday at all, you can continue with a bracha.
If you, for example, if you forget, then I understand you can count with a bracha. You do it on purpose when I have an early night, for example, so you say, I'm not going to count anymore. Can you then the next day count the bracha again?
You shouldn't do it, but if you've done it, you can, yeah. There's no knas. It's not the following day is lechatzila. Yeah, the first day wasn't.
It's not counting on purpose.
There's no knas. No, one shouldn't be doing that. Any knas?
Not like tashlumin.
You set an alarm and get up in the night.
It's not like
tashlumin. Not like tashlumin in that respect. No, definitely not. It only has to be a sofik, so the next day may well not be yotze if it's forgiven. I don't know that anyone says that. Even if it's only the sofik of non-tashlumin, that's enough for a sex figure. So that's a kasha many achronim ask. Rishon Zalman Oerbach has a whole tshuva about this question. How can the prim godim and the chay odom and the mishnah berurah and siman reish tes vav say that in a case of svek sveka one still cannot make a bracha if you're unsure whether you said a bracha on the apple, and even if you did, it might have been hardama. How can you say that? Sorry, that one is yotze. The other way around. He's not sure if he said a bracha on the carrot, and even if he did, it may have been ha'et. How can the mishnah berurah paskin that you cannot then say ha'adama mitzvah because it's a svek sveka? So it's a svek sveka, you say a bracha. How can the mishnah berurah say b'shem the chayodim and the prima godim that even a svek sveka is not sufficient to be mechayev you in saying the new bracha? We know that the Trumas Hadeshin says, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Simtov Peites, that in our situation you make a bracha on the Sfiras Oyma. There are several answers to this question. And we'll get to according to one of which perhaps we'll try and bring rise to, that we have a reason to paskin like the Chidah in this question of Bein HaShemashos. So one answer that the Achronim give is based to a certain extent on the Rambam. Gemara says in Brachas that Sofik Brachas Lahakel, if someone has a Sofik, whether he's Mechuyev in a Bracha, unless it's a Bracha Doiraisa such as Brachas Hamozoin, he does not make the Bracha, Sofik Bracha is Lahakel, and he's not allowed to say the Bracha, because he doesn't have to, he's not allowed to, it's a Bracha Levatzal. The Rambam says, this is not the Halacha, but the Rambam says, that only applies to something where the Chiyuv that he has is to make a Bracha, Brachas Hamozoin, Tefillah, even eating food. The Chiyuv that he has, the mitzvah is to make a Bracha. But when you're talking about a sofik, whether someone is mechuyev in a mitzvah, and that mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so he speaks about, for example, in androgynous, somebody who's a sofik zocher, sofik nekeva. According to the Rambam, a woman can't make a bracha on blowing the shofar. The Rambam says, nevertheless, an androgynous can make a bracha on blowing the shofar, even though he's a sofik woman, because mid'oraisa he's mechuyev misofik to blow the shofar, so he has a mitzvah. The fact that the mitzvah is based on a sofik Says the Rambam, that's irrelevant. The fact that the mitzvah is only because of a sofik doesn't make a sofik in the bracha. It's not a sofik bracha. It's a sofik mitzvah. He is vaday mechuyav misofik to be mekayim this mitzvah, and therefore he makes a bracha on his mitzvah. And the Ravid and the halacha is that we don't hold like that. We hold the sofik bracha. The halacha applies even in a case where the sofik is in the mitzvah, not specifically in the bracha. Nevertheless, some opinions suggest there are many places in Hilchos Tzitzis, for example, where the Mishnah Berurah says if someone has tzitzis which are sofik, svek sveka, whether they're kosher, he can make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Tofresh Tzad Yalef in the Shaar HaTzion, if someone has a megillah which is svek sveka, whether it's kosher, he can make a bracha on that megillah. So that really suggests, based on that, that perhaps, although we don't hold of the Rambam in a situation of a genuine sofik, someone who's mechuyav misofik, midoy raisa to be mekayim a mitzvah, sofik deraisa lechumra, therefore he has to blow shofar, etc., cannot make a bracha. Nevertheless, if it's a svek sveka, Svek Sveka, when we're not looking at the bracha aspect of the question, we're looking at the mitzvah aspect of the question, is a case of vadai. Svek Sveka is always kavadai. Svek Sveka can be matir a case of a deraisa. So here it creates a vadai chiyuv. Once it's a vadai chiyuv, although with reference to brachas, we would normally look at Svek Sveka as still retaining the din of sofik, and we wouldn't be able to make a bracha. Nevertheless, in a case of a sofik in the mitzvah itself, the Svek Sveka paskins that the mitzvah is a vadai mitzvah, everyone can make a bracha. That's one answer. That answer is the raya from Tzitzis and Megillah is not so clear cut. In Tzitzis and Megillah, both of those cases we're talking about a sofik, not whether he's now mechuyav to be mekayim a mitzvah on which he'll make a bracha, but whether the item which he's using to do the mitzvah is kosher for the mitzvah. So it is another step further away from the bracha, and it's not a clear makor for this yesod. There's another. Maybe we'll leave the other suggested answer. We'll move on. So many Acharim say that answer. According to that, we understand why over here the translation Paskin Svek Sveka is enough to make a broch on the Sfiras HaOmer, even though there are Acharim who hold in Mishnah Berurah and Siman Resh Tes Vav that one cannot make a broch based on a Svek Sveka. However, l'chora there are rayas in the Mishnah Berurah here, in the poskim in Siman Tov Pei Tes, in Sfiras HaOmer, that's not the correct understanding of why the Svek Sveka works over here. And this is the second question that I was asked this year. Somebody on Friday night, a couple of weeks ago, counted, Friday night to the end of the week this year, counted today is 27 days, which are 4 weeks of the Omer. That's what somebody said. Now, I've seen this question in the poskim, and I always wondered how it can happen, but it happened. Somebody called me, Motzei Shabbos, he remembered that on Friday night he counted 27 days, which are 4 weeks. So what's the din? So there's a machloekas achronim. Which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. What happens if somebody makes a mistake in the weeks but not in the days in this type of case? And he says it's a sofik in your yotzer.
Counted the days. He got his days right. He just.
No, in this case, Mishnah Berurah, the first case which Mishnah Berurah mentions, somebody who got his days right but made a mistake in the weeks.
Yeah.
That the Mishnah Berurah says is a sofik. It's machloekas. It's a sofik. He should count again. If he didn't, he can continue with the bracha. He brings that into the category of the svek sveka of the Trumas Hadeshah. What happened if it's the other way around, which was this case? He got the weeks correct, but he got the days wrong. So, Mishnah Berurah says, if we're talking about in the middle of the week, so we're talking about, let's say it was last night, and somebody said, today is 38, which is 5 weeks and 4 days, then the Mishnah Berurah says, your yotzer at least misalfik, because saying 5 weeks and 4 days is itself a method of counting the days. Not because it's counted the weeks, because that isn't called counting the weeks, but it could be counting the weeks is only at the end of the week. It's only a minhag that we do to count the number of days in the week as part of the week number. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, with that, your yotzer counting the days, because yesterday you said 38, which is 5 weeks and 3 days. Today you say 38, so we'll delete that bit because that was a mistake. You say 5 weeks and 4 days, so you've added another day to your count. You've been doing it for the Yomim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody at the end of the week says the correct number of weeks but has not mentioned the days, lekula alma lo yotza. That's lost in the Mishnah Berurah. Lekula alma, he's not been yotza.
It could be
neither. If somebody counts the correct number of weeks at the end of the week, so on Friday night, the last Friday night he counted that it was 5 weeks, but he didn't at all say or he made a mistake in the number of days. So since he hasn't counted the yomim, everybody agrees that you have to count the days. Therefore, he's not been yotzei lekula alma, and the Mishnah Berurah says he can make a bracha when he remembers that that's what he's done. He can make a new bracha. The previous bracha was a matzah. He can make a new bracha that day. There are achronim who disagree. The Beis Halevi Pashas disagrees. The Kavachayim brings chelkim. However, the Mishnah Berurah takes on that lekula alma lo yotzei. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Ches says if somebody does it precisely what this person did, somebody counts the correct number of weeks. He counts that this Friday night is let's say last Friday night, he counted that tonight is 5 weeks, but he forgot to mention the days completely, or he got the wrong number in the number of days. Mr. Barua says, maybe you can still continue counting the following day with a bracha, even though he himself paskened that, he called it Lekul Alma, and he paskened that if he remembers later in the evening, he should say the bracha again, because his bracha was a bracha levatolo, and he should say the bracha again, because he's definitely not been yotzei the sphira. Nevertheless, he says, possibly the Taz holds, he's not sure, Tzorach Iyun Lemaisa, but possibly the Taz holds that you can continue counting the next day with a bracha. Now, if we take on that the basis of the understanding of the Trumas HaDeshen is Svek Svekim, because there are two Svekas, each of which is enough to be Mechayev you, which is the Loshen of the Trumas HaDeshen and of the Mishnah Berurah, then this Tzad in the Bi'ur HaLacha makes no sense. To say that he calls it Lekula Alma, perhaps it's not quite Lekula Alma, but the opinions that suggest that you've been Yotze are so few that you don't even have to be Choshesh for them, and you can make a new bracha when you count half an hour later, because the bracha beforehand was useless, it was a bracha levatola, the count was nothing. To say that we're not even Choshesh Legabi the bracha, that you've been Yotze, and then to say, however, we can be Mitzarif that Tzad to make a Svek Sveka to count the following day, it's just not possible. So Shem Zalman Auerbach writes in his tshuva, and Rav Volzner also has a tshuva, makes a similar point. They write in the tshuva that it's clear from this raya, they bring other bukharis as well, it's clear that the Mishnah Berurah holds that the Ikka Hadin, if somebody forgets to count completely over the course of a whole day, he can still count the next day with a bracha. Rav Volzner writes, for example, if somebody's in an enormous shasvat chak, he speaks about a case of the Rav of a shul, who every night at Mariv counts in front of everybody, and he forgot to count one night, Friday night with Davened Early, so he missed that night. What should he do? And Rav Volzner says, since it's a shasvat chak and it will cause an embarrassment, he's allowed to count with a bracha, because the Ikka Hadin is that even if you miss a day, you can count the next day with a bracha. That's the Ikka Hadin. Nevertheless, the Trumas HaDeshen writes in the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, L'chumra, because we're talking about a bracha, and Sofik brachas is a bracha of Atole, is a big issa, Sofik brachas l'chumra, etc. Sofik brachas l'chumra, you don't see the bracha, it's a big chumra. Therefore, it's better to be choshesh for that opinion, and since there is an opinion that you have to have counted yet on the previous day, on every day of the Omer, in order to continue counting with the bracha, one should be choshesh, and therefore the Trumas HaDeshen Paskens, and Poskim agreed with this. This is the minhag. This is the bottom line that one should not count the next day with a bracha unless one's in an enormous shasvat chak, such as the case Rav Ozan mentioned in the tshuva. Based on that, says Shlomo Zalman, we can say that although the Trumas HaDeshen uses the word Svek Sveka, he says that the reason why he's saying you can count the next day with a bracha is Svek Sveka, that's not really what he means. He doesn't mean the klonim of Svek Sveka of Yeridosim and Kufiur, than that these apply to brachas. In brachas, the Prima Godim and the Chayodim say, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens in that way in Siman Resh Tes Vav, even a Svek Sveka is not enough for you to make a bracha, because Sofik brachas, you just drop the bracha. In every case of Sofik, we don't see the bracha is not ma'akev, he's talking about even with food, he's talking about, in every case of Svek Sveka, you're not allowed to say the bracha, it's a tzadah bracha of Atzola, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. If all he would mean was that, then of course you couldn't make the bracha over here. What the Trumas HaDeshen means is, since the vast majority of the Rishonim hold that you could count now with a bracha, we're only not saying a bracha because legabe bracha we're choshesh even for a very minority shitta. Since we're choshesh only for a very minority shitta, so as soon as you have another sofik, we don't have to keep the chumra. That's what the Shlomo Zalman says. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen means when he says svek sveka. He doesn't really mean a classic svek sveka with all the gedarim of what a svek sveka is and apply that concept to the din of sfiras ha'omer. What he means is that the chumra of not making a bracha when you've missed a day is only b'torah chumra, and as soon as you have another sofik, you can count. Therefore, we understand why the Mishnah Berurah has at least a tzad that if somebody's counted the weeks but missed out the days completely at the end of a week, so Mishnah Berurah said that kula alma he's lo yotze and he can make a bracha. Nevertheless, since there are shittas, which the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even mention in the Mishnah Berurah, but there are shittas, which the Kaf HaChaim quotes and Pashtos the Tshuva Beis Halevi holds like that, that you can make a bracha just on the Beis Halevi has a slightly different viewpoint on it, but there are shittas that you have been yotze even if you just counted the weeks. Even though, since there are such shittas, even the Mishnah Berurah is not choshesh for them to such an extent that here he is saying that you can make a bracha, we're not choshesh even legabi bracha. Nevertheless, perhaps Tzorach Iyun Lemaisa says, but perhaps that's enough that you can continue to count with a bracha, since he counted yesterday in this way, which is lahalacha not yotze, but at least something according to some opinions. And Lemaisa the Achronim Paskan that way, they say although the Mishnah Berurah says Tzorach Iyun Lemaisa, if somebody did this, he counted the correct number of weeks, even at the end of a week, and missed out the number of days, he can continue thereafter with a bracha. So then we can take that concept back, and we move back into the first case, which is much more straightforward. The first case is somebody who has a genuine tzad that he was yotzer, because he counted Bein HaShemoshes. He counted Bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes might be the previous day, might still be in it yesterday, it might be tomorrow. We don't know which one it is. So he has a genuine tzad. If we're coming mikayach a genuine sfek sveka, that there's this one sofik that he doesn't need to have counted, another one sofik that he's been yotzer, then we'll apply the klal of a sfek sveka. And if there's a contradictory sfek sveka, you can't do that, which is what the argument the Shavuos Beis David argued. However, if we understand, like Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Zalman Paskov this Lanaisa as well, that the basis of the sfek sveka doesn't really mean a classic sfek sveka. What he means is that we're only choshish lechumra for the tzad. That you can't make a bracha when you didn't count on the previous day, and any extra tzad sofik is enough to tip us over into the tzad of Vaday, then in a case of somebody who counted Bein HaShemoshes, of course one can be makel. Shlomo Zalman himself does not pass on that, but Rav Ozner does, and so do others, at least if it's within the first quarter of an hour, 20 minutes after Shkiyas HaChama, which is sfek sveka according to most opinions, one can continue counting with a bracha. Another case, similarly, which a relatively straightforward case, is somebody who's not sure if he counted during the day. Somebody who definitely did not count during the night. He might have counted during the day, he's not sure anymore. He might have got the day wrong or something like that. He's not sure whether he counted during the day. So again, if you take a look at it as a classic sfek sveka, so one of your tzadim, one of the svekas that you have, which is that he doesn't need to have counted yesterday, of course, that's straightforward. But the second tzad, maybe he counted in the day, and if it was during the day, maybe he was yotzer. That itself is only a sfek sveka. That's only going to help you according to one possibility within your sfek sveka. So according to the same way the Shavuos Beis David says, if he counted Bein HaShemoshes, that's not going to help you. Similarly here, it wouldn't help you. La halacha, the place can take on, that even in that case, that's enough to be matter here.
On your case on the Friday night, if he said chof tes yomim, Shahim Arbol Shavuos v'yom echod. Yeah. So yeah. He mentioned Arbol Shavuos.
No, that would help him. No, that's not what he's counted.
What?
He hasn't counted that.
So what he said yom echod, he's ruined that Arbol Shavuos.
I would just add one more. So the halacha that we can come out with is in any of these cases, whether somebody who counted Bein HaShemoshes for yesterday, whether somebody who's not sure if he counted in the day and definitely didn't count during the night, whether somebody who counted the correct number of weeks at the end of a week on a Friday night this year and did not count the correct number of days, in all of these cases you can continue counting with a bracha. I would just add one point about the case of Bein HaShemoshes. There is a minhag, which some shuls still follow, which is referred to in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah doesn't really hold of it. He says that it's better that they do that rather than not counting at all, which is that people who daven Maariv early count immediately after Maariv, even if it's before Shkia. The Somech on the Rishonim who hold that if you've davened early, you've been mekabel that it's already the next day.
Yeah.
The Rashba says even those Rishonim agree Sfiras Ha'Omer doesn't work because they don't say that it isn't yesterday. If the Sfiras Ha'Omer has to become tomorrow and not yesterday anymore, that's the Chiddush of the Shulchan Rashba, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But there are shuls that still have this meaning that people, they count after Maariv, before Shkiyas HaChama, with a bracha, after Plag. Maariv also has to be after Plag, yeah. The Shulchan Sadeshi says that it was a minhag to daven before Plag as well. It doesn't really approve of it. But there are shuls where they have the minhag that they count the Omer after Maariv, when it's still before Shkia, definitely well before Nacht, but it's after Plag HaMincha, because they are so much, their minhag is that to rely on the opinions, those Rishonim, a very small minority opinion in Rishonim, but they've been yotzer with that. And Shmura says that although he doesn't really think this minhag is acceptable, but it's at least better than none of these people counting at all, and we're not going to be moche, even though they're making a bracha, etc.
Can you join in?
No, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's where the Shulchan Aruch refers to it. The Shulchan Aruch said, well, you can count without a bracha if you want. And have dars not to be able to. No, the Shulchan Aruch said. Right, yeah, we can have dars. Mishnah Berurah says to have dars, shelo lotzis
anatzad. What's the point of saying it then?
Because if you forget later, then you have been yotzer. That's where the Shulchan Aruch refers to it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention.
Yeah,
if you say, I'm only going to be yotzer if I forget later. That's where the Shulchan Aruch refers to it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it as a minhag. Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody's davening in a place where they're making the brocha early, where they're not really supposed to, then this is what he should do. So if somebody has relied on that opinion at any point during Sfiras HaOmer, then afterwards he has a case after Maariv when he's counted for the previous day, then he's not even got a suffix, because since he's treated that as a vaday, unacceptable as that may be according to the Mishnah Berurah, since he's treated Maariv as the Kabbalah, then thereafter he can't go with the opposing opinion and say that after Maariv he can still count for yesterday. There is nobody who holds that you can count between Plag HaMincha and Nacht both days. Today is 39 and today is 40 as well. That nobody holds you can do. That's why the Rashba says even the Rishonim will hold you can do other mitzvahs, Megillah, etc., from Pergamincha, Seis, Sfiris, Omer, you can't, because it's still yesterday, even if it's also tomorrow. Nobody holds that you can at the same time say both, and therefore if at any point during the course of the Omer he's counting between Plag and the certain time towards Ben Hashemosh, between Plag and Shkia at least, then he couldn't even tire of that as even a Sofik afterwards, and if he's forgotten to count until after he's done Marib, he's lost the bracha for the rest of the Omer.
Thank you.